Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, I Need You More Today, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, Never Cry Alone, from Matthew chapter 17, verse 46.
There are decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you'd walk with me down life's troubled roads, and you said, come unto me, and I'll bear your heavy load. Morning, and I fear to face the day. Oh, let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord.
We see it's God-breathed and it's God-inspired cries that He gives. This is God-breathed concern. So if we live right in Christ Jesus, we're going to have times when we have to endure the question, God, where are you? Have you ever been there? Have you ever encountered a question like that? God's not offended. He really isn't. You've got to ask it in the right position of humility and respect. If you ask it in arrogance, then and hatefulness, listen today, that is offensive to His name. But I've been, and my wife has been, and I'm sure you have been, in places that you've asked, "Where are you, God?" I mean, when you've lost a precious loved one in your life, a family member, a child, a mate, or you've gone through and you went to the doctor. I got a report from one of our folks this morning that was at the doctor this past week. She has cancer. And it's bad. It's really bad. And she's facing a very, very intense and troublesome surgery. She's not only facing that, but she's got a husband that is debilitated. She's got a brother that's dying from brain cancer. And I thought my problems were bad. And to see people going through these places and these times in their life, and you know what? I'm sure the thought maybe has crossed her mind, heart, and she may have said, "Where is God?" But you know what? In all of that, I've seen God's presence. I've seen God lifted up, that even through this, God will get me through. Even through whatever we face. And you know, Job said, "Even though you slay me, Lord, even though you put me down, God," he said, "I still will praise you. I still will give you glory. I'm not on the ground of quitting and throwing in the towel, Lord. I'm on the ground of trusting you and reaching up towards heaven, that even when I don't see you and even I don't know what's going on, I know there's a God there." Amen. Praise God. Whew. Jesus makes up His mind. He's not going to cry alone. This cry of Jesus is an inspired cry. And so we find Jesus is going to cry. And you know who He's crying with? The Holy Spirit. Amen. Everything Jesus did on earth was in the power of the Holy Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. When Jesus wept, when Jesus cried, when He showed those emotions, when Jesus had the broken heart, He did that by the person and the presence of the Holy Spirit. As Christians, everything we do, we should do by the Spirit of God, shouldn't we? You can't succeed in the flesh. I don't care how much intelligence you've got. I don't care what school you've been to. I don't care what you've got on paper. Folks, if you don't know Him, it's not worth a plug nickel. But if you know Him today, oh, He's the one that can do all things. He's the one in whom there's nothing too hard for. So as Christians, everything we do, we should do by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul said, "I can do all things, not in my flesh, not through my intellect, not by my ability. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me." Amen. Oh, it's Christ that strengthens us. It's Christ that lifts us up. It's Christ who brings us through. It's Christ that never fails. It's Christ who's always there. Amen. You can feel free to weep by the Spirit of God. Amen. Psalm 51 says, "A broken and a contrite heart, O God, Thou will not despise." Amen. And listen to what old brother King David said in Psalm 147:3. "He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds." You know, the Holy Spirit gives us the capacity to say to God the things that today we need to say. Robert, you've been through a tremendous year, my friend. I know you've been through a tremendous trial. Your summer and your spring basically was sitting at home with your foot elevated and you were in intense pain. Am I correct? Every time I talked to him on the telephone, it was never, "Preacher, I'm down in the dumps, I'm low." Even though he was going through, he knew who was there with him. That's the power and the presence of our God. Were there low places in Robert's life? Yeah, I'm sure there were low places in Robert's life. But Robert didn't pull out his hammer and his stakes and pull out his tent and say, "Well, this is all there is." Man, let me tell you what. He threw that stuff in the trash can and he said, "I know that I've got a God who lives. Amen. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know I got a God that'll never fail me. Amen." Oh, the Spirit of the Lord's in this room this morning. He's going to do something for somebody in here today. I just sense that in my spirit. Amen. Praise God. Jesus on the cross allowed the cry to be Spirit-led or Spirit-inspired. You know, Jesus was hanging there all of eternity. And in his words, he could have said, humanity, drop dead. He didn't even have to go to the cross. He didn't have to take the beating of the cat of nine tails. He didn't have to suffer. He didn't have to go through any of that. He could have ended it just like that. But hallelujah, I'm glad that we have a God. And I'm glad that we have a Jesus. And I'm glad that we have a Holy Spirit that was thinking of us instead of themselves and made a way that we had no way and provided hope where we had no hope and became our help where we had no help. Amen. That's the power of our God and what He did for us. He allowed His cry to be Spirit-led, Spirit-inspired. And we too have that same option today. See, you can choose what you do with your trouble today. You can choose to let it destroy you, or you can choose today to let it deliver you, to enrich you, to build you up, to strengthen you, to encourage you today. How do you know when you cry Spirit-led then, Pastor? There's a difference between a complaint and a Spirit-led cry. Amen. I can tell you right now, I don't have nothing to complain to the Lord about today. You're problem-free then, aren't you? No, I'm not. But I don't have nothing to complain about. But I have everything to praise Him about. Because I know there's somebody with me. Hallelujah. And I'm glad today He's not a Jesus hiding somewhere in the shadows of behind a bush or somewhere today can't be found. I'm glad He's present and accounting for at all times. He's always there. He's always in our midst. There's never a moment in your life that He is not there with you today. Amen. So Jesus cried in Gethsemane's garden. He cried on the cross. And this is the most difficult time in His life. He is now on the cross. You know, sometimes this is where we are, isn't it? We find ourselves in these places and times like the three Hebrew children. It seems like the fire is heated seven times hotter. And we think, man, it can't get any worse. And what happens? All hell still breaks loose on you. You think, man, I didn't think it was going to get worse. I thought things had to be encouraging. But you think, well, man, what am I going to do? You're going to do what you've been doing. See, the book called the Bible, the God of that book is the God who today has not changed His position about His love for you, except today His love intensifies for you more and more. I don't see how He can love me anymore, but He loves me more and more and more every day. Amen. The power of that God. We face things that seem so many times insurmountable. Understand, there's something today in us that cries out to God. But, you know, we are led by the Spirit of the Lord as we cry out. It's something like, I can't explain it. It's like I got a set of arms around me. It's like I got somebody pick me up. It's like my feet's not even on the ground. It's like somebody's carrying me here. Man, I look back to the trials of my life, and I wonder, how did I get through that? How did I face those times? How did I face when I was on the other side of the world, and I walked into an American Red Cross office, and some dude sitting there could give a rip about a GI or anything else, and flung a yellow piece of paper. I remember it just like it happened yesterday. Flung it on his message for you. That message said, your son has died. How do you handle things like that? How do you handle the struggles and the pains of life? How do you handle when you're going through some of the deepest valleys that you've ever experienced? How do you face these things today? Oh, thank God. I'm glad the Spirit of God hears our cry. And it's Him today. Even when I wasn't His, thank God, He still was there. Making a way, providing the help, giving me the strength, being a God that loved me, even when I didn't deserve no love.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden Program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.